Hey guys, it is Lust, and let's talk about what happened to OnlyFans. First of all, I was supposed to upload a ramble before this that was explaining what has happened on my OnlyFans and why I decided to keep it for free, etc., but then things changed, obviously, and so here we are again. So, what has happened? Let's start with the most present update for those who are in a rush to understand what's happened. I got demonetized on... Demonetized? Oh, yeah, my monetization privileges have been taken out of OnlyFans again. So, why is that the case? Turns out OnlyFans customer service lied to me and said in their email early July, they emailed me and said, hey, sucks that the Philippines is not part of our services. We understand how frustrating it could be. But if you send us your French account, like your French bank statements, we can reinstate your profile without restrictions. So the understanding is, you know, I give my French bank statements, I don't have to deal with the verification anymore because they do have my ID, they have my face, they have everything. They have my information. And they understand the situation that I am an immigrant and I have no ID for France. Now, I sent them my French bank statements, and I thought to myself, if I send them the French bank statements, what am I going to do once my OnlyFans is reinstated? First of all, I was not told when the reinstatement would happen. They just reinstated it, activated everything, and so someone messaged me and said, hey, your OnlyFans is activated. So they basically didn't give me a choice when it would be activated, because it is what it is, I guess. Very little communication on that part. So I had to move quickly, and so I have always, even before this, I've always known that if I do make a return to OnlyFans, it would be for free, because I personally feel that my content isn't going to be as frequent as it would be in the past, and it just didn't merit a subscription. What it did merit would be tips and like little games and such like that, which I've done once on OnlyFans, after my reinstatement. And so, you know, I set it for free. Everyone could access it. Everyone could access all the content, etc. And then I had to relearn the content policy again because somebody warned me, hey, you might be reported because there might be some restrictions on OnlyFans pages that are for free. So I took a look at that, had to take a couple of things down, had to put things under a paywall, etc., just to be safe, stuff like that. Clarified some things and then realized what my limits are when it came to content whatsoever. So basically I was super stressed, not really stressed, but like I was on my feet, I was on my toes, figuring out what needed to be done, what could not be done anymore with the thing, and you know, sort of reflecting with myself what I can and cannot do based on effort. Hence the whole surprise, I'm on OnlyFans thing. But obviously that has changed. OnlyFans, you know what happened with OnlyFans. They made a post that said, yeah, we're not allowing sexual content anymore because we need to make sure that our website stays alive. To which I say, I read through the policy, right? I read through the policy, their new policy, and I realized that technically speaking, Patreon is more loose when it comes to their policy over OnlyFans, because OnlyFans' policy states content, strictly content, whereas Patreon's policy on porn are visual and real people. So audio does not count in porn for Patreon, and they have that clearly defined. And it's why you will see some animators who are still on Patreon. The only ones that were affected were those who were making content like bestiality, rape, things like that. Those were the ones who got affected. And of course, people who actually did make porn, like video porn, and photo porn as well. So that was the weird part about OnlyFans. Interestingly enough, someone did also say that, hey, this policy doesn't count for private messages. So there's a window of an opportunity there. And personally, I think that I know OnlyFans doesn't want to do this, but they betrayed sex workers. And it's all because of Puritan, you know, pressure on payment providers, etc., which is really hypocritical considering how much they fucked people over with money, like actually fucked people over. But the reality is, how I see it is that one, OnlyFans is a piece of shit. Even if they didn't want this to happen, they are a piece of shit because one, they did not communicate this with their creators. Two, they literally just hung us out to dry. And three, if my customer service experience is any example, they don't want to do this, but they also don't give a shit about sex workers because they wouldn't lie to sex workers. They wouldn't lie to me just to get my account back. And truly, my account doesn't make enough, you know, doesn't make a lot of money. Like, it's not a top 1%, it's not a top 10%. Before I left OnlyFans, I was at the top 12, top 13%, which isn't a lot. If I'm being honest, it's not a lot, really. The money there, I certainly make more money on Patreon than I do on OnlyFans. Occasionally, there are spikes because, you know, I like to make gimmicks from time to time, but it's not the case, really. So, the fact that they would reinstate me, you know, lie to me, reinstate my account just to squeeze in more money, and then, you know, lie to me and then hang me out to dry with their third party, with their third party verification system. They use a third party verification system, by the way. They're not like Pornhub or Fansly, who, where they are first party, like they do the verification. OnlyFans does not do their own verification. They do it with a third party, which I feel like is also the reason why their hands are tied, because not only do they not want to verify their own creators, they pass it over to someone else so that they can blame that party. At least that's my theory. It's a way to like escape criticism internally, whether that's through investors they're trying to go for, VCs, etc. It's not our fault that these things slip. It's the fault of our third-party verification system. So we'll go ahead and find another third-party verification system to fix this, instead of, you know, taking it on their own. So what's going to happen in the future? First of all, I'm mostly tired. Yes, there is still that lingering frustration, but I'm mostly tired because this technically is the third time that OnlyFans has fucked me over. First, with the whole, we don't recognize you, even if you live in France, even if you give all the papers, unless it's a national ID from France, we're not going to allow you. Second is, well, of course, the whole, we're no longer allowing sexual content. And finally, the third is, oh, by the way, we lied. We just needed to get your French bank statements as an excuse to get you back on the platform. But since you haven't verified with us yet with a proper national ID, we're still going to kick you out. So what is this, like a back and forth? Even if OnlyFans decided not to forego with creators, you know, with the sexual content creators, right? I'm still screwed. Regardless of what happens, I am still screwed. So what are my options now, and what am I doing moving forward? First of all, you ought to know that I have considered doing a website payment subscription the first time this all happened. But my issue is, first, I don't want you to pay twice. And second, I don't want to go through Stripe. Stripe requires a real address. Stripe requires a real address, and I don't like that. Because I value my safety and my privacy first and foremost. I'm not looking to be a sexual content creator forever. I'm not looking to make it a long-term plan of mine. This is a short-term, you know, situation for me. And slowly, I will slow down on monetization. Because to me personally, I don't think content creation is sustainable for me. For others, sure, maybe. But for me, it's not sustainable. I would like to be able to create my content on my own time and on my own terms. But of course, adding that monetization is going to add some pressure. And I'm thankful that I remain passionate and, you know, excited about making content. Because what if that just dies and it burns out, right? Then I'd feel awful. So, you know, like, I don't want to go through Stripe because it asks for a personal address and the address is posted on the invoice. And I don't want that. As much as I, you know, as much as Stripe is really cool, I don't want my address shown on my my page. Also, Stripe is integrated with my website provider. Is that website provider? Well, yeah. Even though Stripe is integrated with my website provider, I still can't do it. Unless there's a solution for Stripe, I won't take Stripe. My alternative will be using Patreon as the integrated membership to integrate, to use Patreon membership to integrate it with my site so that you can see exclusive content. But I still have to play with the rules of Patreon. So what are the rules of Patreon? Obviously, no video porn, no visual porn. So I have to keep it adult, but not completely adult. If you know what I mean. Lewd, suggestive, stuff like that, sure, but you know, none of the other stuff. Also, I have to stay away from the hard limits of Patreon, so there's that issue that I also have to think of, and that applies to my entire website, not just the closed you know, for patron members only site, but the entire website. So that is also something that I have to consider. You know, finally, my other option is to go on Fansly. Fansly has actually been nice enough that when they heard the entire issue about my OnlyFans being removed, and the first time I start talking about OnlyFans fucking me over, they immediately went into my DMs and said, "Hey, somebody recommended Fansly to you, and you know, if you have any questions, we're here to talk to you. You know, we're here to talk about it. We have some offers for you. We'd love for you to join. We're here to, you know, talk you through the process of everything." Solid help that they, you know, immediately provided, even though I never asked for it, even though I've never heard of them. And they did that straight immediately after OnlyFans, you know, after I'd said that OnlyFans screwed me over. So that's my other alternative, taking my OnlyFans content to Fansly. And my final solution is waiting and seeing. But I don't want to wait and see, per se, because, you know, when it comes to these things, you do have to move. Even though OnlyFans is not my main monetization channel, you do have to move. I do have to move. I do have to get things done and set up because it is massive migration that we're doing here. It is tons and tons and tons of content that we're doing here. So, you know, that's basically my thing, my issue. Which sucks because I already have like 425 followers on OnlyFans. Not a lot, but you know, since making it free, of course you have that big bunch coming in. But I do enjoy the fact that, you know, people can enjoy my content and can just tip me whenever the hell they want, whenever the hell they can. And I like that. I like that setup a lot, but it's not happening anymore. So yeah, that's about my update for this entire thing. I will let you know what's going to happen. I am working towards both channels, you know, and seeing which one is going to work best for me and for everyone else. What else am I thinking of? That's really all my update. I'm sorry for sounding very quick and not so very pleasant, but shit like this is never really pleasant to work with, to talk about, to think about, stuff like that. So remember to, you know, tip your favorite content creator. I appreciate those who joined my Patreon all of a sudden. I don't know if it's because of this that you guys joined. If so, well, thank you. If not, if you just saw because you like my content, etc., thank you too. And I hope you guys, because September is coming on, and that means I'd like to know your ideas. We're going to make them into audios, and we're going to have a good time. By the way, audio recording on the 27th, live on Discord. If you're not on Discord yet, send me a message, and details will be coming out soon. So, yeah, that's all for me, guys. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Much love, Lust. Mwah.